Good. Welcome back. Now we're going to continue with some storytelling about the business value of IT. In the stories, we will consider some of the things that could happen between when an organization makes a decision to invest in IT till the organization actually derives some benefits from IT. We'll look at the what could happen at the process level, at the organization level, and at the industry level. Some of the things that could constrain the derivation of the business value of IT, and what are some of the things that we can do as IT SM professionals or researchers to help the process. So we will consider some of the stories. The first story is about a company that produces mouse, computer mouse. Now, the company wants to improve their productivity. That is, they want to produce more mouse with the same input, or they just want to shorten the time within which they produce the mouse. Okay, whichever indicator that they are aiming at, they want to use IT to achieve that. So they invested in IT. Now, for the investment to be made in IT and result in value, there are several things that should be considered. One, they decided to consider the processes that they actually want to improve, or whether they want to overhaul the whole production process, or there is one sub-process within the production chain of processes that they want to improve using IT. They will also have to make a decision whether or not they want to develop the IT in-house, or they want to outsource the development of the IT, or they want to buy IT just from the shelf, or have the IT consume the IT just as a cloud service. There are several decisions that they have to make bringing the IT to the company or the process. Another thing that they thought about is that, well, how are they going to integrate the IT in the process? Do they have to have an IT, then change their business processes to fit the IT? Or do they have to bring an IT and change the IT to fit their business processes? Or do they have to change their business processes to the way they want it, then get an IT that works with the new business process? So those are decisions that organizations can make. Well, from the past, organizations do overhaul their processes to fit the IT. And that we call the IT deterministic view. Then there are also situations where organizations remodel the IT to fit the organization, and that's organization's deterministic view. Now, there are also views that combine the two. That is, organizations buy IT, then change some of their processes to fit the IT, and change some of the IT's functions to fit the processes within the organizations. So that is also a model that they can also want to go with. Well, there, if you remember, Cawley and Grover 2008 suggest that the organization design or identify the kind of capability that they want. And then they design their processes to fit the capability and get an IT to extend the capability. So in essence, the organization is not changing to fit an IT or having an IT fit the organization, but then they design the kind of capability, then bring in an IT to extend that capability. Then we have to integrate the IT into the processes and make sure that the IT is fit for process. Okay. We also have to ensure that the IT is usable, it's not so complex, so that the user may not be overwhelmed learning the new IIS. Now, all those things we can play a role as ITSM people in making sure that we bring an IT that will actually do the work of reducing the cost of production or improving our productivity. Now, away from the technical part, there is also the human part that we have to consider. One, these workers have to have the skill to use the IT, or they need to have the skill to work with the new processes that we are introducing. Remember also that they have been working with, they have been producing MAUs for quite some time. And so they might have developed some habits, they might have developed some attachment, emotional attachment to some of the ITs that were existing, or they might have even participated in the development of the processes that are running now. So there is that emotional attachment, or they just have formed habits, and we call them inertia, and so they are reluctant to move on. So we have to work with them to be able to move away from the old habits to adopt the new habits that their IT and their new work processes bring to production, and before we can be able to get some benefit from IT. Now, all those processes are going on at the process level. And then we have to also ensure that we help the process as ITSM people. Now, at the very beginning of implementing the IT, integrating the IT, let's say everything is working smooth, we will also have to provide help or resolve incidents whilst they arise, whilst users get used to using the IT. So for even at this small unit, you can realize that between deciding to have an IT and getting the business value of IT, there are several things to consider. And one of the roles that we can play as ITSM people is to ensure that the IT is fit to work. And then we also help the whole process of integrating the IT and helping develop the human resource to use the IT to do the job. Okay, let's assume that we did a good job and that the production team is working good. Now, there are several other things that could happen. Let's assume that the production team is working good, and that though management expects them to have 70% cuts in the cost of production, well, the production team was able to realize 50% cut in the cost of production. However, somehow, management sees from their books here that the whole company is losing 10% of profit. And so they are up in arms that investment in IT did not work. Why? They brought ITSM professionals to look at why that did not work. Why is it that we invested in IT and then at the organization level, we seem to have a reduction in our profit? The production team is working good. At least they're making 50% cut in the cost of production. So when we measure at this point, we realize there is 50% cut in production, the cost of production. But at the organization level, we realize that there is a loss. The IT professional, ITSM professional that went to evaluate the whole process for the organization realized that, well, the marketing team is not working efficiently. In that, well, they still have brick and mortar sort of sales. People have to go to the counter to buy the mouse. They don't have an online store. And the marketing team that is there is also very few people. And they work within the normal hours. And that was not helping. So the organization decided to boost the number of marketing people, and they hired more marketing professionals to be able to sell more to people. Then they realized, well, since we hired more marketing people and we're still doing brick and mortar marketing, we're not getting to all our customers. And so we're making some losses by hiring more marketing people. Our marketing cost has increased. They also realized that, well, since most of the miles are not being sold, immediately they are produced because we have a bottleneck at marketing. Several of the miles are kept in the warehouse and we incur costs keeping the miles at the warehouse. So here too, we lose some money. And the net of this positive gain at the production, then losses at the warehouse, losses at marketing, well, resulted in a net loss at the organization level. So the business value of IT can be measured at the process level and at the organization level. Let me clean this. It's become messy. So it can happen at the process level. That is the 50% here increase, and then the 10% reduction here, loss at the enterprise level. So in between the process level and the organization level, there are several other processes here that could consume some of the gains that are made at the process level. And so we say that some of the profit at the process level are dissipated or are redistributed to these other processes that are creating losses within the system. In other words, what it means that when we want this 50% gain to reflect at the organization level, then we do not only have to improve only the production process. We have to improve other processes within the organization to be able to have the 50% that we have, the 50% gain that we have made using IT to reflect at the organization level. The ITSM group within the company went to have good certifications and training. And so they have designed a very beautiful and very effective process. They have implemented an IT, an inter-organizational IT that coordinated the suppliers and then the production team. Then the ITSM team has also improved the coordination between the production team, the marketing team, and then the warehousing team. They have also implemented an IT, an e-commerce IT, that allows the customers to be able to make their orders straight and then the order shipped from the warehouses. So it improves, it creates more channels for sales. So the customers are happy. And management has also gained some IT, and then they make their work very effective and efficient. They're able to collect data from across the organization and make decisions that do not only improve one unit within the organization, but they make decisions that improve the whole flow within the organization, such that now the gain that is realized at the production level reflects at the enterprise level. So by implementing the inter-organizational IT, well, the production team was able to gain their 70% increase in production like management anticipated. And the production is able to reflect on management's dashboard. That's a cool thing. All right. So we can see that from this scenario right here, developing silos does not really work. We need to have a comprehensive solution that overhauls the organization. Well, we may have to do that in stage wise, but then the whole plan, the whole purpose is to develop the whole organization such that their production at one end, their gain at one end, does not get consumed by the slacks in other processes within the organization, but the gain is able to flow through to the organizational level. And that is the work of ITSM and enterprise architecture. Now, let's assume that, well, we have very nicely designed organizations and we step up to the industry level. Company T produces mouse and sales in a price-sensitive market. Price-sensitive market means that, well, the quality of the mouse in the market is virtually the same, such that prices are very important factor in the decision to buy. So we have these two competing companies in the market. They produce mouse and then sell at 10 euros each. Before Tortoise TI implemented its IT, it used to produce the mouse at 5 euros per mouse. After implementing the IT and integrating with the help of the ITSM team, the production cost is 2 euros. So instead of a profit margin of 5 euros, now Tortoise OU makes a profit margin of 8 euros per mouse. Tortoise OU could decide to have all this 8 euros per mouse without influencing what happens at the market level. So when a researcher goes to at the firm level and decides to measure the value of IT, they will realize that, well, the business value of IT does exist. And business value of IT for Tortoise OU is a production increase in their profit margin of 3 euros. So because they implemented IT, they gained 3 euros more in terms of profit. But when they go to the market level, that is the industry level, they won't see any business value of IT because the prices of mouse are still at 10 euros each. So depending on where a researcher is measuring the business value of IT, they may not see. Let's clear this. 10 euros, and now they have, Tortoise OU has a profit margin of 8 euros. UCOU, 10 euros for sales in the market, but they have not implemented an IT, so they still have their, they still produce at 5 euros per mouse, and so have the interest margin, the profit margin of 5 euros per mouse. Okay, then Tortoise OU, the UCOU also decided to implement an IT, and they did a good job, and so we're able to gain, we're also able to produce at 2 euros, a mouse for 2 euros. So they also have 8 euros profit margin. So then UCOU, unlike Tortoise OU, decided to give some of the profits to the customers so that they can tilt the competition in their favor. So UCOU reduced the cost of mouse to 8 euros. And so they've given 2 euros to the customers. And their profit margin now is 6 euros. Tortoise OU is enjoying their 8 euros, but a lot of customers are moving towards UCOU, such that even though they produce at 8 euros, well, their market team in Tortoise OU is not able to sell anymore because customers do not want to buy at 10 euros. So they began to incur costs. And so they saw a decline in the profit margins anyways, because they have to store in warehouses. So they decided to reduce the cost as well to 8 euros so that they could stabilize the competition at the market level. Some of the business value of IT that companies could keep within the firm, that is the 3 euro gain that each of them made, they decided to give 2 euros gain to the customers and keep owning 1 euro gain. So this is also a dynamic that happens in real life in several organizations, in that some of the benefits that could be kept, organizations derive from IT and could keep so that it reflects on their financial statements, those benefits are dissipated by competition at the market level. Because of competition, some of the business value of IT also gets to the market. Okay, so this scenario is just to let you know that there are several things that happen between implementing an IT, gaining some benefits at their process level, and then being able to retain that benefit within the organization. Sometimes conditions outside the organization, for instance in the market, could ensure that some of those profits are dissipated away into to competition in the market. If there is a regulation to implement an IT, for instance, for the GDPR, such IT may not bring any productivity gain to any of the processes within an organization. But customers knowing that the company actually heeds to the GDPR or that policy, they will be more comfortable, they may be more comfortable dealing with that company than dealing with a company, a competitor company that does not conform to that privacy or data protection regulation. So it's possible to have one, productivity at the process level that does not reach the firm level, and it's also possible to have an IT that improves the firm level outlook but does not have any implication for productivity gains at the process level. In the next presentation, we will apply what we've learned so far from our stories. Thank you and see you in the next presentation.